From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 4, 2015. Cotton in the Texas South Plains and Rolling Plains is still 2 to 4 weeks behind in development, but current weather patterns are helping. Today I talked with Mark Kelly, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service agronomist, Lubbock.
Our temperatures have really rebounded. You know, we've got highs in the mid to upper 90s, lows running around the 70s, and that's cotton growing weather. I mean, you can almost hear the cotton growing out there, Robert. It's looking so good.
Is the crop still behind, Mark? Behind in development?
Well, we saw our first blooms towards the last of July, so we're going into our first week of bloom for most of the crop, and maybe some of the earlier stuff, maybe second week of bloom. So we're anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks behind developmentally. But like I said, earlier, that we are really having some good growing conditions, good developing conditions. Heat units are accumulating nicely. So we can continue this weather pattern and, get some occasional rainfall events and get an open fall. We still stand a good chance of making both good irrigating dry land yields in some locations.
Now, that puts your harvest date somewhere in November?
Yeah, our first freeze date is typically in the early part of November, usually around the 7th, I believe, is our average first freeze date. So if we can, hold off the cool temperatures until then, we stand a good chance of having some good development, good maturation of our bowls, and hopefully have a good harvest aid program and be able to get that crop out.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.